Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What did you guys do last night? Well, actually, Katie, don't tell me. I want to talk about your stuff later.
Okay.
Josh, what'd you do?
I am in pain, and because last night I did something that I probably shouldn't have, and it was kind of late at night, my buddy Nate came over, and we went to the store and grabbed some, you know, snacks and stuff, and one of those snacks was those Boldak, like, spicy noodles, but it was the challenge ones, where it was like the ramen noodles, but it's like the spiciest ones they have.
Ooh, yes.
They had 6 chili peppers on there, as opposed to, like, the 2 or 3. And I looked at it, and I was like, you know what would be a good idea? Is if at 8:30 tonight we did the spicy Boldak challenge. And so we did that. And I hurt so bad.
Got a little tum-tum ache?
Oh, you don't
little tummy hurt?
You don't even understand.
So spicy. Like,
why did you do that?
Well, I love spicy food first and foremost. Like, I love it. I've done the challenges, like the hot ones wing challenge. I've done that. I wouldn't say pass with flying colors, but I passed it. And so I see these things and I'm like, I can do that. You know, it's kind of like, Katie, you have an overconfidence with all, like, anything. Like,
yeah,
hey, I can dunk a basketball. I can do and that's like me with these food challenges.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can easily do that. And like, first bite in, I was like, oh, this might not be a bad idea. This might not
Your
be a good idea.
Your stomach's going, abort, abort, abort.
You don't even know. I'm dumping in the, like, the powdered sauce, and then it also has this liquid sauce, the chili sauce. And so I'm dumping that in before I even put the hot water in. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's an interesting red color.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That is red number 5 to the max or whatever.
You can
red
smell
40.
The hot.
You literally could.
You can.
And then so I put the water in. You know, boil it and get all ready. And I open the lid and you breathe in the sauce right away.
Yeah.
And I coughed.
Oh, no.
That's how bad it was. And so I'm in pain.
Horrible.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, the next 35 minutes, it was me going. And so I'm flipping out, trying to just get through the whole thing. By the way, finished the bowl. Very proud of that.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
That's something to hang your hat on.
I'm hurting today. So if you see me sprint out of the the room today.
We know why.
So are you bleeding? Like,
I don't know yet.
Maybe a
That's
little.
An interesting red color.
Please help me.
What's that supposed to happen?
Quick, name one thing I never want to do.
Please don't.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All sorts of sports stuff going on the show today. I want to encourage everybody to tune in. During the 8 o'clock hour today, because we're going to be hooking somebody up with a pair of tickets to go see Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals tonight.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Go Avs, go!
The Avs game tonight, but here's the catch. To win them, you're going to need to give us your best DIA train announcer voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do one of these. And then you need to welcome us to Denver and hype the Avs game. So be thinking how you might want to present that. We'll fill up the phone lines. We'll go through, maybe do 4 or 5 people, narrow it down, and the best one will be off tonight to go see the Avs. Thank you very much.
It's so exciting.
Go, Avs, go!
We might even have something special for the runners-up today, but that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today with JKJ. Josh, before we hop into your part, I got a little bit of Jer on sports here. I saw this story this morning, and it made me so happy. I guess NFL owners officially voted yesterday and awarded the 2030 Super Bowl to Nashville.
Ooh.
Yeehaw!
That excites
Ride
you?
Ride them.
It does, because I feel like the Super Bowl needs to be a little bit more country, I think.
I'd agree with you, for sure.
I don't know if
absolutely.
I'd fully go all
let's
over
get,
the country. But
let's get Eric Church and Chris Stapleton up on the stage for the halftime show as well. Yeah,
they
girl,
haven't had
yeah.
a country artist. It's been a lot of pop artists lately, and so they haven't had a country artist in over 20 years. Yeah,
to go country.
I like
the story
it.
Says Nashville spent years building itself into a major tourist destination, and now it's landed one of the biggest events on the planet. And they're saying it's expected to bring a huge boost out to Nashville for hotels, restaurant, bars, local businesses all across Middle Tennessee.
That's exciting, and they need that boost.
Yeah, they do, right?
I understand.
I like the country twang to it, so this one made me happy today.
Me too.
Nashville.
Huh. I'm excited for that. Katie, you're not excited.
And the logo and the little cowboy hat on it.
It's just really hard for, like, honestly, there's only a few country artists that I feel can really get the feel of the Super Bowl going. It's excitement. It's, you know, a whole lot of people, you know, in one space with all that energy. And country music, like, like a whole catalog of it. That just doesn't scream that to me. But, you know, Garth Brooks did it, right? Mm-hmm. And completely rocked it the entire time. So there are a few who could probably get it done. But
you got to choose correctly.
Moon! You know, I mean, I just...
Neon Moon!
For me, I just... I don't know. But,
well,
you know,
sit that one
we'll
out
see.
Then. Because
we'll
I'm going to watch it in 2030 and the Broncos are going to be playing.
Yeah, they are. Mr. Knicks.
I guarantee you
Let's
that.
Go.
Love it.
What else is going on in the sports world?
Well, hey, happy Avs game day to those who celebrate. Obviously, finally it is here. They had a whole week off, so 7 days of rest and relaxation, hopefully for the team to be as healthy as possible going into the Western Conference Finals against the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going into this confidence, and our general manager Chris McFarland had something to say about how confident they are.
Good guy.
With our group now, I think we can win in different ways, and we do. We have high skill guys. We can score goals. For me, I think we can play any way we want. You know, I think you've seen the different ways that we've been fortunate enough to win in the first two rounds.
I'll tell you what, that hyped me up right there.
You can hear the excitement in his voice.
Wow,
that's the thing about hockey players, hockey coaches, hockey teams. They're a little bit monotone, but I promise you they're focused.
Listen, we just got to score more points than the other team.
It just made me homesick. Like,
it's a game of inches.
I was going to say, I chose this specifically because Jeremy does the northern voice so well,
yeah.
And he does the hockey.
See,
like
we got the pucks and the sticks there.
He does it perfectly.
You better.
We just got to be better than the other team.
And I want to make fun of it, but I can't because my coach, when I played hockey, sounded exactly like that. You just got to get out
He's so chill on the ice. Every hockey coach sounds like that. Like I grew up in the land of hockey coaches, and I think they all take a class, so they sound like that. Like, for real.
Just got to get pucks to the net and everything.
We just got to stay healthy.
Look, I promise you, they are excited. They're focused. They're determined. This is the first time they're going to reach the Western Conference Finals besides when they won the Stanley Cup. So we're right there. We're
Should
excited.
Should be a big party.
You can feel the excitement in the air, especially when Chris McFarland talks.
We can feel it in the locker room for sure.
Yeah, sure.
The energy is contagious
it's
in the locker room. It's palpable. We're all sharpening our skates for the big game tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
That's how they talk on the bench, too. Come on, guys, let's keep going. Push out. There.
We're all in
goals.
The locker room waxing our puck.
And what's the important key, Jer? They have to what? Score more goals?
We got to score more goals.
And the other team. There it is.
It's a game of inches. There you go.
Go, Avs, go. Go. We're excited. We're taking on the Vegas Knights, and we're going to get there. Woohoo!
Yeah, let's keep you updated on all the big stories of the day, all brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where Memorial Day savings start right now at Mountain High Appliance with full stainless steel kitchen packages starting at just $1,999 plus exclusive local rebates. Visit mountainhighappliance.com. Well, people are pissed.
Oh, no.
They're pissed at Harry Styles right now. They are pissed. I guess when you go and buy VIP tickets to his show, you get kind of down front real close, right where those walkways are. You know, a lot of artists have walkways where they come off the main stage. Those are the VIP seats. About three different 10-foot walkways where he spends a majority of the show on. Well, it turns out the VIP seats, you can't see Harry. All you see is the walkway, like the bottom of it, because you're up so close to the walkway, you can't see over it.
Oh, no.
So everyone's going online complaining that they forked out a buttload of cash, and they get there, and all they can look at is, like, beams holding up the stage.
Oh, and they probably paid
a lot.
Stupid amount of money to sit there.
To go see Mr. Harry. So reps are saying, well, I guess we've got to rethink the design right now. There's been enough complaints about obstructed views that they say they are going to try to adjust and move seats, but they still have to be in compliance with all safety restrictions. Murmur, murmur, murmur. But anyway, it sounds like there's been enough people all butthurt about this that they're going to try to move some seats. To be expected, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad they're doing something because there's nothing worse than spending a pretty penny on a ticket that you're excited about and then you have an obstructed view.
Well, how
that's
about those
happened.
People that already saw the concert? That sucks.
And that's happened to me before where I've, you know, put down some pretty hefty cash to go see an artist that I like and there's like a pole in front of me and it just, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're fixing it.
Josh, I don't know if you follow the Instagram account. I do. It's this guy that goes to every stadium and venue in the United States, and he finds the worst seat.
It's the obstructed view guy,
right? The obstructed view guy, and that's a fantastic account. He tries to find the worst seat in every stadium.
And he posts the picture.
And he posts the pictures of him sitting there.
Yes.
Some of them, like at the football stadiums, are fantastic because there's like a gigantic wall next to
him. It's like, hey, this is the support beam. Here's a chair right in front of you. And it's so good.
It is great. Jonas Brothers are launching a new weekly podcast called Hey Jonas. Ooh.
Huh.
Podcast promises candid, unfiltered conversations about family, touring, and personal moments that fans rarely see. And everything in between. Blah.
I hate to say this. They're like my guilty pleasure.
You like
I went to see them live, and I've watched them. I mean, I've been probably 7 years old
You're
when they really started getting
sure.
big. I like them. They're funny. They're a good group of dudes. They all love their wives and everything and their kids, and I like them.
That's, well, most
I like
of them, too.
Well, you're right, Katie. Two-thirds. Two out of three is not bad.
Really love their wives.
The final thing I have is a guy that I actually really like, Nate Bargatze. His Big Dumb Eyes tour is projected to outsell Beyonce's 2025 concert attendance, according to the Wall Street Journal. He's targeting about 2 million tickets, and she sold about 1.6 million. So Nate Bargatze is kind of doing better than Beyonce. I will say the ticket prices are cheaper than what Beyonce's were.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But butts in seats, like he is selling more tickets than Beyonce did.
I saw him last year, and it was 90 minutes of like my cheeks hurting.
He's fantastic.
So hard. He is so good. The way he delivers everything, he can take the most monotone topic in the world and have you in stitches. If you get a chance to go see him, you should.
And he's clean and
not
fairly
one curse
wholesome.
Word. Not one. Bring the family. It's great.
What's going on locally?
Yeah, we've got a few stories floating around, like the top Colorado baby names. And in fact, the United States Social Security Administration, they revealed most popular names for newborns across the nation. But in
Colorado?
Yeah, they narrowed it down in Colorado to the top three boys and the top three girls.
100%. I have not seen this story.
Okay.
Willow, Harper, and River.
Not even close.
Oh.
River. No, not even close. None of those actually even made the list
of
the top
Colorado.
10.
This is Willow and her friend Harper.
Absolutely very Colorado. River. But the top three girls' names are coming in at number three, Sophia.
Oh.
Number two is Olivia. Yeah. I love that. I always loved Olive. If I had another little girl, her name would be Olive. And then Charlotte is number one.
Well, it's not too late for you, Katie.
I thought for sure that it would be McKinnon in there somewhere. I was just asking
Josh
if he had a baby girl. Well, it's Nathan McKinnon. So, like, that's the thing is there's a lot of people.
Mac, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
McKenna. McKinsey, there's a lot of those. Yeah. So
just
I thought for sure.
Doesn't invoke Colorado to me, but that's
all. Nathan McKinnon think, like, is huge Colorado.
McKenna like, Granola. That's what her name
would
be.
Yeah, like Granola. This is my son, Brewery.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, absolutely. The boys are Noah in at number three. Yeah. Number two surprised me, Theodore.
Little Theodore over there,
little Teddy. And then the number one name, and I actually know quite a few little Liams, so that tracks. Liam is the
my son Colfax.
Popular baby boy
those are
name.
Kind of boring.
This is my daughter, Auraria.
I want to meet a Colfax so bad. All right, so there you go. Top three Colorado baby names. We also have four cities that are the best place to live in the nation. We've got four of them in Colorado making the list. Any guesses at which four cities those are, guys?
Colorado Springs.
Nope.
Okay.
Commerce City.
That is not it. No, no, no.
Aurora.
Not Commerce. No. No, no, no.
Fort Collins.
Way off.
Just tell us.
Okay. Castle Rock's on there. We've also got Arvada in the mix of the top four. Not top four, but in Colorado, these are the cities that made it. Centennial also making it on the list of best cities to live in the nation. And the one in Colorado that made it the highest on the list at number 87?
Pueblo.
Parker.
Oh, Parker's.
Yes.
Parker's good.
And the things that they looked at were details when you were moving somewhere new, cost of living, the weather, and then more minute factors like air quality and access to health care.
Parker's
so,
exploded, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Well, Jeremy, didn't you say you guys almost moved to Parker, right? Like,
we
you
looked,
were looking at
but
it.
Then we were like, damn, this is far from everything. So
which
we
is
didn't.
Crazy because now it would not be. Like,
no, it's not too bad.
Right down the road. But
and you can breathe easy out there, it sounds
you
like.
Sure can, right? Air quality is on point. And then we have three targets that are going to be built in Colorado. I know.
That's
this is a really good story here because we're going to have a new target in Monument. So down in the Colorado Springs area, Firestone also getting a new target. So up north, all of our friends there. And then we talked about this out by the airport at 56th and Tower, part of the Link 56 development. So they're building all that stuff out there. And we already discussed how if you forget something and then you're on your way to the airport, there's nothing. And it has always stunk, right? Like, there's no place for you to stop outside of, like, a gas station where you're going to pay prices that have been exasperated so much. So now, this Target on the way to the airport, that's pretty neat.
You can pick up Legos.
Yes.
Yeah, get something for Harper or Willow. Check that, Willow and Colfax.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's definitely, we all know how much people love Target around
it's
here.
The best.
It's like the top store. So, yeah, people are very, very excited about the new Targets.
Yay.
There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, guys. You're up to date on everything local and national, courtesy of JKJ here at Mix. Yes, run. Run to your phone. Don't walk. Run. And give us a call. Let's play. Let's have some fun. It is Fast Five time. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649 is your direct link to the Mix 100 studios to play Fast Five. All presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, become besties, and then I'll throw a category at you. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Easy peasy, right? Nah, it's kind of difficult. 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, for people who have never heard this before, give us some examples, Katie.
Okay, because you never know what you're going to ask. We could say, hey, stretch it out. What's five different yoga positions? Or five slang terms for house. Yesterday, the one that won it, Megan, coming in hot. Five words associated with wine. Tip it on back. Big winner for that one, huh? So, yeah, you're all over the place when it comes to what you ask.
She was my favorite little Pinot.
Yeah. That's Chardonnay.
Oh, Chardonnay.
She can play.
Hey, listen, we really like it when people that have never played before give us a call. If you played like 15 times, maybe chill, bro. Let some newbies on. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. What are we playing for today?
The prize is so smooth, Jeremy. Yeah. It's tickets to see Santana at Red Rocks on May 28th. Best place in the world to see a show, in my opinion. So, yeah, a wonderful prize when you're winning Fast Five today.
Just don't call him Santana Banana. He hates that.
He's not a fan, from
he
what I heard.
He hates it. Don't do that. Wow, look at this. Phone lines are smashed right now. 303-691-1649. If you hear somebody play and they don't win, keep trying because you might fill that spot. We got Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Hello, Ashley. What are you doing today?
Well, driving my best friend's two girls to school right now, and then hopefully going to do some yoga this morning.
Hey, there you go. Stretch it out. Make sure I don't give her the five yoga poses.
I know.
Katie.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't now you know.
What is your favorite yoga pose?
My favorite yoga pose, my goodness, probably Shavasana when it's all over.
Okay.
Let's be real.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
What's the one where you put your leg up over your head? That's the one I do.
That's what Jeremy just likes doing.
That's the one I do.
I don't even know if it's a pose.
Sometimes
Ashley.
I do it.
I was going to say, yeah. Are you in the circus?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, that's just my favorite yoga pose. I do it at home sometimes in the afternoons.
I'm sure your wife loves it.
Yeah, she loves it. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Are you in yoga pants right now?
No, thank goodness.
Darn it.
Leave those just for the class.
All right, Ashley, let's have some fun. You ready to play, girl?
As ready as I'm ever going to be because this is Stella's, her thing. So it's all enforced by Stella.
Okay.
Well, what up, Stella?
What up, Stella?
Yeah,
girl. Okay, so I'm going to give you an actor. You got to name some movies he's in. Now, no sequels, okay?
You did this to me last time, and I failed so miserably.
Well,
let's go.
Get ready to fail again.
Oh, no. I know.
In 10 seconds, give me five movies starring the very funny Kevin James. Go.
Who the hell is Kevin James?
What?
Oh, gosh. This what? Is a really bad start, you guys. Who's Kevin James?
What?
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me? Like I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to let you hang up and you can Google him.
I'm literally about to.
And when you see him, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that's Kevin James. He's been in like 100 things.
Oh, there's Stella. Yep.
Hi, Stella.
Hi, Stella.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my so sweet. Ashley, it was really nice talking to you. Have a great time at yoga.
So good, always. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye, bye Stella.
From Ashley to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. I thought you. I was talking to you just a minute ago because you said Ashley, and I'm like, oh, crap.
You're like, hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Do you have, you have yoga pants on right now?
I know, but I am going to work out.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
What
yes.
is it? Is it legs day?
Yeah.
It probably is. She does a little bit of everything. I have a trainer now, so I'm trying to get in shape.
Good for
so
you.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? Is, oh, go ahead.
No, what does that cost you?
It's a little pricey, but it's worth it. It runs, you know, $100 a session-ish.
But yeah, that's nice. That, you can kind of use that person to motivate you, get you rolling, and then you can ditch
them
and then do your own thing.
Yeah, you can figure out how to do everything, and that's a good way to start, I think.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Can you put a price on health?
I'm so nervous.
I'm
really nervous about this because I've never gotten through to you guys before. So.
Oh, really?
You got this, Ashley. We have all the faith in you.
First time.
I don't have a lot of faith in you.
You know what? I do, Ashley. All the faith.
Well, thank you. Thank you,
Got
Katie.
You. You're welcome.
Katie's your little Fast Five personal trainer here.
That's awesome. Oh, good, because she knows everything, so she should be able to.
Spot me, babe. Spot me. All right, your letters are C-H. C-H, okay?
C-H.
Katie came up with this one, actually. So I need 5 fruits or vegetables with CH in them. Go.
With CH in them. Peach. Gosh.
Come on.
Chartreuse. cherry.
Yep.
Chumba.
I love a big bowl of chumba.
Chumba.
Chili peppers.
Yes, that's a good one. I'll forget. I'll remember that forever now.
Chives. That was another one.
Chives.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You could have done choke cherry even. Choke it's cherry. A different.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, I'll try again.
It was really nice talking to you, Ashley. Thank you for
you
calling
too,
us.
You guys. Thanks for your morning.
Bye.
Bye.
I loved her accent, by the way.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I'll tell you what.
I loved it so much.
Can you imagine her working out? She's like, I can feel the burn right now. I can feel it in my glutes. My glutes is looking just so fine right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. We got a little
Liz on the line. Hi, Lizzie.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. You taking your kiddos to school?
Well, one of them's mine and 2 of them are her friends.
Oh, wow. You got a carload. All right. Give them a shout out.
Shout out to Violet, Erlyn, and Serenity at Northeast Elementary.
What up,
Brighton.
Kiddos?
Whoop,
yeah.
Whoop. What up, Brighton? Serenity.
Hey, good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love all the parents helping each other out, too. We had Ashley bring in her friend's kids to school, and then Liz here helping out with the kids. Awesome.
That's cute. Is Serenity a monster, though? Like.
She's actually the most gentle, kind-hearted one.
Okay, good. I was wondering if she's living up to her name or if she's a real pain in the butt.
No.
Okay.
I have never seen that from her.
Okay, good. Did she just say sometimes?
Jeremy, I just want to ask, can I just have that food question you just asked?
No. You can't ask for your own categories.
Well, you always give me ones about movies, and I don't watch TV, and I don't watch movies.
Well,
every time you ask food questions, then I can win.
Then you know it.
Well, I won't give you TV, and I won't give you movies, all right?
Deal.
And I won't give you food.
Man.
But Liz.
Or you can ask about Kevin James. I know who he is.
Finally, somebody does.
That's so good.
Oh, you know she looked him up, and she's like, oh, that guy, Paul Blart.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Actually, I watched him on King of Queens.
Even better. I wouldn't have even accepted that,
Doug
even though
Carey.
It's TV.
Yeah.
All right, in 10 seconds, Liz, give me 5 internal parts of your computer. Go.
The motherboard.
Yep.
The circuits.
Sure.
The switches. There's wires in there.
Yeah.
There's a circuit board.
Yeah.
There's.
Yeah, time's up.
I mean, all those things are in there.
I think
there.
You only got four, though.
Did she?
I'm not going to do switches. How about like RAM and your storage and your power supply unit and your CPU?
Well, I thought the power supply was on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to plug it in.
I don't think you got it, girl, but.
Ding dong, ding it again.
Yeah, so no computer stuff for you, no movies and no TVs from here on out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
I don't think she got that one. Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's the last day of school for you guys?
For one of them.
Man.
The other two have another week.
Oh.
Sneaking up on us, isn't it, Michelle?
It is.
I'm against it. I want year-long school.
I get
excited for it, and then about 2 weeks in, I think, when do they go back?
Yep. They get the summer brain drain. They're on their screens too much. Send them back.
Yep, chronic wanting entertainment.
Yep.
Drive me here, take me there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, work and have kids at home. It's a nightmare. So give them
and
a couple weeks off.
The food you go through.
Oh, so
oh,
much
the food.
They get 2 weeks tops and send them back.
Never ending.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't you get a summer vacation, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm sure my parents hated
well,
it, too.
Well, but still, they need it.
They don't
need
nothing.
I need it.
All
that,
kids
maybe.
Do now is lay around. They don't do anything. All right, Michelle, are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. In 10 seconds, give me five different brands of cold medicine. Go.
Okay. NyQuil, Tylenol cold, Advil cold, generic Kroger cold, Zicam. I don't even know.
those all are brands of cold medicine. So.
I think so.
Okay.
I think, Jeremy, you should play the Winnie Win sound.
Yes!
I didn't even have
it's
to
Michelle!
Ask you.
Yes! No. Yeah, you really earned that win.
Yeah! I think you got it. Why not?
She did
thank
get it.
You.
All
well,
day she got
thank
that.
Thank you. You're a sweetheart. And I feel bad for you because you got kids at home already. So. Michelle, you're super sweet. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get those tickets to go see the legend Santana at Red Rocks.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's going to be a hell of a show. So hang tight and thanks for playing Fast Five today. And we will do it all again tomorrow morning, 7:30 with the most fun morning radio show in town. I guarantee you that. We are Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have something I need to admit to you guys.
Okay.
I've done a lot of this over the past couple of weeks. I admitted that I fell down my stairs the other day.
You did.
I also admitted that I'm starting to carry candy in my pockets.
Uh-huh.
I'm slowly making a progression to an 80-year-old man. Something else happened just the other day at this radio station that I was like, man, I need to have an intervention or something. I'm now turning into the guy that comes up behind you while you're sitting at your desk, and I rub your shoulders.
No, you didn't.
Oh, don't
you didn't do
that.
That.
Don't be that guy.
I noticed this is the second time I've done it. And it's not to females. Everybody relax. I'm not being a creeper. Both times it was two dudes that I'm just fond of here at the radio station. A couple good guys. And I came walking into their office and they were, you know, back to me on the computer. And I went over and I grabbed their shoulders and went, hey, what are you doing? What are you working? Oh, it's good to see you today. And I started massaging their shoulders.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't like that, Jeremy.
No.
Oh.
What is happening?
Like,
and then I reached in my pocket and gave him a mint.
Did a feeling just like come over you? Like, they look tense.
I don't know. I don't know what possessed me to do it. Like, just in the moment, it was just, it just felt right.
But you did it twice.
It was natural.
Like, what?
I did do it twice. Like,
what?
It was in the same dang day, too.
I usually am someone who's like, yeah, it's fine. You probably just had a day where you felt like other people were feeling the stress you were.
Yeah, I was just being friendly.
That,
you know?
Comfort, but I can't, my dude. I'm just like, you did what?
The last guy kind of, he did one of these. He did a glance
back.
What
are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
He did a little glance back, and at that moment I knew, it was like, you know what, I maybe shouldn't do this anymore.
This
is probably my bad on my part. So anyway, I've come clean. There you go. Repent. There is this funny story out this morning that I was kind of giggling at because people on social media are listing all the fancy food words from menus that instantly make them roll their eyes and get kind of turned off at the restaurant. You're
okay.
Like, give me a break. Like seasonal fruit. When it's just a handful
it's just
of blueberries
yeah.
and some strawberries,
cheapest
right?
fruit they can buy
yep.
right
yes.
now. Like that's also the thing is it's like
I should say used to be frozen
yeah.
fruit.
Have our clearance fruit.
Clearance fruit. That's like, way
really.
Better. We should rename these for like normal people.
Yeah.
Right? Clearance fruit. How about handcrafted?
Oh, I hate that.
We got handcrafted iced tea
like
here.
Like everything was made what
with
the hands.
What does
that mean? Like, this is our feet crafted yeah. iced tea as yeah. opposed to our handcrafted.
You were probably licking your hands back there in the kitchen yeah. where nobody saw you, you know? Anything with foam. Foam is such a big thing right now.
Yeah, I'm a foam fan, though.
You like the foam?
I do.
Not me. I'm like, well, okay. I'm paying for foam.
Yeah.
I'm paying for air.
That's an yeah. empty glass, yeah.
Generally, like, if I order a drink or something at Starbucks, I say no whip.
Yeah.
Or no foam, because that takes up valuable real estate for my coffee. So, no foam, please. Curated. It's a restaurant, not a museum. How about farm to table?
Yeah, that one gets
That's
old.
Everywhere.
That is so everywhere, old. Isn't it?
Because at one point, every vegetable was on a farm.
Where else
right?
are you getting
like,
it?
Like, it started there. Like
Ron's basement. Ron's the cook. He grows carrots in his
Ron's basement.
Ron's basement
to table.
Ron's basement.
I don't like that one, actually.
That sounds bad.
Open-faced. I mean, why does that need to be so? It's just like half
sand
a sandwich.
Spread.
I was
yeah.
like,
yeah, yeah.
What does that even mean? It's just the half.
Hand cut.
Yeah. What?
Surely
How
there was a knife
are you
involved
cutting
somewhere.
It? Like, right.
The artisanal. That yeah. one's a big one too.
Yeah.
Fresh cracked eggs made the list. Market price. Oh, cauliflower steak made the list? What is that?
Ew.
What is that? And then I've heard you use this one a lot, Katie, the compote.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's just like a jelly almost. Like
oh,
a, you
it's
know,
a jelly
like
then.
A compote, yeah. So it's just like, yeah.
Just say jelly!
You know.
It's like the all fruit commercial.
Nobody's going in saying, give me a toast with some compote on it.
What?
Apple peach compote, please.
I'm going to even say just Smuckers.
Yeah.
Put some damn Smuckers on my bread.
Mother Smucker.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We like to do some quick little sports updates and recaps for you guys here at Mix 100. Josh is our resident sports guy. Before you get into yours, though, I do have one little thing that tickled my fancy this morning. NFL owners officially voted yesterday to award the 2030 Super Bowl to Nashville.
Ooh.
We're going to get a country Super Bowl.
Oh, giddy up.
Yeehaw! Katie, they might get Riley Green out there for the halftime show to shake his booty.
Yeah, I'd be down for that part. Yeah,
I've been dying to get out to Nashville. I hear nothing but great things about it. It's a hot little scene, so I think that might be a good fit for people looking for a little more Americana with their Super Bowl.
Okay, well, the last Super Bowl was very Americana also. Like, you can't put it that way.
A little more country.
More country, but still, I think... I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna. They're gonna be able to bring the energy that the Super Bowl deserves. So we'll see. We'll have to see.
Riley Green dancing in those tight jeans.
Wouldn't
Katie.
It be hilarious if Eminem performed at the Nashville
right,
Super
wouldn't
Bowl?
That be
though
great?
I would love it.
They brought Snoop back.
Who's this?
I know.
Nah, give me some Eric Church and some Chris
awesome.
Stapleton out there twanging it up for the big game.
For their
Chief
big ballads.
Would be good.
Like, what do you mean?
Give
like,
me some of that. Eric Church, are you kidding me?
I mean, his songs aren't notoriously club bangers, Jared. Like, the Super Bowl needs that energy.
I needed some boots and a cowboy hat.
He's going to be up there, Talladega. Like, it's just, we need more. We need more.
I'm having a record here. Anyway, so. I'm happy. Let's go, Nashville. Josh, what you got?
Well, we're going to go across the pond for this one really quick. Yes, because Arsenal just became Premier League champions. Now, that is a huge deal. Why? Because our boss, our owner, Mr. Stan Kroenke, owns Arsenal. And with them becoming Premier League champions, Stan Kroenke has now won titles in 5 major league sports. He has won with the Colorado Rapids, the Colorado Avalanche, the LA Rams, the Denver Nuggets, and now Arsenal. So major hats off
the Mammoth.
To our big guy, Mammoth.
Are you kissing
yes.
butt yeah. right now? Is that the only reason you're doing this, is to kiss butt?
Absolutely not. What are you talking about? This is our owner and our boss, Jeremy.
He's a little desperate.
We're so happy for
him. Hey, hold on. Let me pull this chapstick out of my pocket since you're kissing so much Arsenal. Right now.
Exactly. Actually, Arsenal, good, since you're kissing good for you so much Arsenal.
So much Arsenal. No, but that's a huge accomplishment. This guy does nothing but win. And we are very proud to be a part of that and his organization.
Yay!
Right?
You
right,
good?
Chair? Right?
You good?
Anything else?
No, Yay. You tell me. Anything else?
Yay. Nah, congrats to you, Stan. We're happy. We love you, buddy.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, people are pissed. They are pissed at Mr. Harry Styles.
Oh, no. Why are they mad?
Mr. Harry. Because they're buying VIP floor seats to his little concert, his little tour that he's got going on right now. I think it's called Together Together. And what is happening when they buy these VIP tickets really close up front is there's 3 different 10-foot walkways that are all part of his setup for his concert. And when you're down low and that close to the walkway, you can't see Harry Styles for the entire concert.
So they're not together.
You're essentially too close to the stage, and you're looking up, and all you see is floor, like the bottom of the floor, the bottom of the walkway.
You spent all that money.
I know. That's why they're pissed.
Oh, no.
They're pissed at the Harry Styles, and they're getting on the TikTokies and the Instagrammies, and they're telling everybody they're pissed. So what's going on is the people who put the show together, they're kind of revamping the design of the stage now and the seating layout, so that doesn't happen anymore. So
well, at least they're listening to him, you know?
I know, right?
Like, not doing the whole tour like that.
Did nobody walk down and, like, sit where people are going to sit? Oh, yeah, you can't see Harry. I'd be pissed. Shout out to Nate Bargatze, his Big Dumb Eyes tour. Nate Bargatze is a stand-up comic, one of the greatest of all time, for those of you that don't know.
I don't know him.
He's so funny. His tour is projected to outsell Beyonce's 2025 concert attendance. He is looking at about 2 million ticket sales, and she did about 1.6 million. So more people want to go see Nate Bargatze than Beyonce.
Well, I think it goes to say also that, you know, we like to laugh, and this time in our world especially, like, laughing is so important. So I would say I'd rather go to a comedy show right now than a concert, personally.
And he's clean, too. He's family-friendly, and you don't feel filthy after you leave. So, let me give you one more thing. A new report is out from Duke University saying that more than half of the calories that American adults are consuming now come from ultra-processed foods.
Oh, no.
Chips and breads and sugary cereals and flavored yogurts. Flavored yoga. I've been to that class.
I tried that.
Sodas, processed meats, all of it. Half of it now is ultra-processed food.
Well, you got to be careful. Even, like, the high-protein, high-fiber stuff that everything's doled out now. It's so processed. There's so many things it goes through to get like that.
Now, with that being said, Spam is introducing a new product this summer called the Spam Dog. It's a hot dog style version of the classic canned meat. Ugh. It can be grilled, cooked on a roller, or, you know, any way that you like to cook hot dogs. And then you top it with your mustard and your salsa or your cheese or your statins. You can put statins right on top of it.
What? Do you guys like Spam?
That's a medical thing.
Do I need to explain what a statin is?
No, I know what it is. It's okay. I just... Took the.
You
I
were
was
staring
like,
blankly at me.
Is that a
me.
Kind of pickle? Like, yeah. What is
statin
that?
Pickle? Pickled statin. Yeah. What's going on locally?
Okay. Well, we have a list because the Social Security Administration came out with their list that covers the 1,000 most popular names for boys and girls nationwide. Now, This is interesting because the entire U.S. boys top 10 has the same names from the year before. So it's all
Braxton,
the same
Paxton,
names.
And Jackson.
None of those. None of
no
those,
Braxton,
actually.
Paxton, Jackson.
None of that. But they looked at Colorado specifically, and they came up with our top three names. So do you want
for
to
the
know
girls?
What they are? For girls and boys.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Colorado is going to be Willow.
No.
And River.
No.
And Piper.
No.
That's a good one.
That's
those are
very,
good guesses,
I know.
Though.
It's very Colorado.
Yeah. Charlotte in at number one. Olivia, two. And Sophia, three. I like the Olivia. I really like that name. And then the boys, Noah in at number three.
No.
It's Theodore for number two.
Like one of the chipmunks?
Yeah. The little Teddy. That's what I thought. Like, I haven't heard of a Theodore in years. And then I have met quite a few little boy Liams. So that is a very popular
those
name.
Those aren't very Colorado at all.
Well, no. They're, no,
if they're top Colorado, they need to be named like a brewery.
Colfax. Like,
this is my son Colfax.
Yeah. My daughter Princess Yum Yum.
This is my daughter Auraria.
This is my little baby boy Lucifer.
Oh,
I was going to say, this is my son Big Blue Bear.
Little red eyes. He's so cute.
My daughter DIA.
Yeah, so the lists, again, are very similar to last year, so it doesn't look like they're
changing. I'm not impressed.
A whole lot. But a lot of old school names. Evelyn was on it. And I just, like, I'm like, wow, those are old school baby names.
These should be Colorado names if it's top Colorado.
Right, you're right. We need a Braxton in there.
And a Subaru.
And a Subaru. Subi. Little
this
baby Subi.
This is my son Subaru and his friend 4Runner.
No, it's a Jeep. You know that baby's a Jeep. It's a little baby Wrangler right here.
All right, what else
this
you got?
This is Cherokee. Okay, so four cities in Colorado also made the best places to live in the nation.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we can brag about
Commerce
that.
City.
Do you know which cities made the list?
Commerce
do you
want
to do this again? Not Commerce City. No. Just want me to say them? Okay.
Let's say Arvada.
Castle Rock, Arvada.
Oh.
Yes, one of the four. We have Centennial on the list. And then the highest rated city from Colorado on this list was?
Pueblo.
Parker.
Oh. Hooray, Parker.
Right. Number 87 is where they fell. And they're looking at things like cost of living, the weather, and then more minute factors like air quality and access to health care as well.
But air quality.
I mean, but we have the best here. I mean, you see those mountains, all those trees, all that oxygen.
Super thin.
Come on. Me trying to convince people to move to Colorado. We ain't got to do that, right?
Me eating a spam dog.
How do you make hot dogs more processed?
We need to move to Parker.
Here's my new spam dog.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, guys. It is time. JKJ wants to hook you up with some Colorado Avalanche tickets to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals tonight. But there is a catch to win. You're going to need to give us your best DIA train announcer voice. You got to have the funniest, most dramatic, most aggressively Denver airport-style announcement. And it could possibly score you tickets to see the Avs. Live tonight. Who are we playing, Josh?
The Vegas Golden Knights.
Are they any good?
They're very good. They're in the Western Conference Final.
Oh, no.
We got this, Jared.
They're here
we
for
got
a
this,
reason.
Though, bro.
Go, Avs.
We
go.
Do.
Heck so, yeah. You got to call right now. We'll get a bunch of people lined up and we'll just start narrowing it down. And the best DIA train voice will be our winner today. I mean, maybe do like five people. You want to do five?
Yeah.
Let's do five people.
I like five.
Well, I am not surprised by this at all. Full phone lines.
Woo-hoo.
For our Avs ticket giveaway this morning. Game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight. Ball Arena. Got a pair of tickets we're giving away. And Christine's going to be fighting for them. Tammy, Judy, Fred, and a Nicole. We got a knickknack on the line. All they have to do is give us their best DIA train announcer voice as if we are arriving in town. You got to really wow us. First one up to bat. We'll just go right down, one through five. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, you big Avs fan, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I am indeed.
I do want to give you a little something.
Okay.
If you don't win today, I think here's what we'd like to do. We'd at least give our runners up some tickets to that Abs Alley, the official party.
Oh, yes, I know all about that.
Do
okay,
you?
Good.
Yeah, so if you don't win today, I think we're still going to send you guys off to the Abs Alley just to go party and have a hell of a time before the game tonight, all right?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, so just hang on the line after you do your DIA train announcer. Are you ready to do it?
Wait. Okay.
All right, ready? Let me put you the little sound. Here we come. You come arriving on the train. Go.
Okay, we are arriving in Denver right now. Please board with very carefully and walking feet, please. That was bad.
Yeah.
Christine, it's
did you just
good.
Say walking feet, please?
I work at a school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
that makes
okay.
sense.
I will take Avs Alley any day.
Well, yeah. we don't know yet. Hold on the line.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Everybody else might be even worse.
Yeah.
So hold on, okay? Don't hang up.
Christine. Why are you looking at me, Jeremy?
I'm looking at both of you.
I
like,
think she was just nervous.
Yes, first
you
one.
Know,
first one.
I think,
that's okay.
Like, exactly. She ripped the Band-Aid off. Yeah. I feel like Tammy, Judy, Fred, Nicole, they're all going to bring
Tammy.
It.
Tammy.
Hi.
I feel like you might be able to just breathe heavy and maybe win, but
So before I start this,
yeah.
I just want you to know, I know it won't make much of a difference on the train, but I'll be wearing an Avalanche bikini while I'm saying this.
Oh!
Whoa! Like, you have one on right now?
Tammy.
Right now.
Shoot us a picture on the text line.
Thank you. Yeah.
I knew that they were going to
prove
ask
it. Or, yeah, you got to prove it.
That's
it didn't
how you
happen.
Get in the spirit, though. That's what I'm talking about.
All of a sudden, I'm in the spirit for the game tonight.
No, you got me all fired up. So let's go. I love this.
All right, Tammy. The train is rolling in. What you got?
Welcome to Denver, home of the Colorado Avalanche, 3-time Stanley Cup champions. Enjoy your stay. Have fun and stick around. Who knows? Maybe you'll be here long enough to see us get the fourth. Go, Avs, go!
Let's go, Tammy!
Not bad, Tammy! Bikini Tammy!
Yeah.
Very official.
Very, yes. Like, articulate and very, yes. Just, you know, easy to understand.
And excited about the fourth possible cup. Like,
that
woo!
Sounded like I was on the train.
Absolutely. I know.
Not bad.
Yes.
All right, Tammy, we're going to put you on hold. Do not hang up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Everybody's thinking about Tammy in her bikini right now.
I know. You know they are.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So what do you think? Would you like to go to the game tonight?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Who's your favorite Avs player? Mike Ricci? Patrick Waugh?
I actually don't know the Avs very well. It just sounded like a fun game.
Okay.
You are not helping your cause right now, Judy.
I know. It's all good, though.
Yeah. Did you know Peter Forsberg is playing tonight?
Judy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You can say Nathan McKinnon.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's okay.
Judy, are you ready? Are you ready, Judy?
I think so.
Train is coming in.
Hello, this is Jared Polis, State Governor of Colorado. We hope you enjoy our beautiful sunny skies with a chance of thunderstorms in Denver. And go Avs. Oh, God, that was terrible.
You got the go Avs in, though, at the end.
Why'd you got to bring Polis into this, Judy?
You mentioned a thunderstorm, but still.
All right, Judy, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Let me make a note on here. Judy has no idea who the Avs are. Okay. Freddy, we got a guy. Hi, Fred.
What's happening?
You're happening, buddy. Would you like to go to the... Have you ever heard of the Colorado Avalanche before?
I have. Actually, I'm sitting in my Speedo right now.
Yeah!
Freddie,
we're going to need that pick.
Josh wants you to send picks, Fred.
Yes.
Josh wants picks, so...
Yes.
I'll look at Tammy's and Josh can look at you, Fred. All right, have you been practicing while you've been on hold?
I have.
All right. Oh, look at this, Fred. Here comes the train! Go for it.
Welcome to Colorado, the home of your Denver Avalanche and new, hopefully, champions.
Yes, the Denver Avalanche.
We love the Denver Avalanche, Fred. I'm going to make a note. Denver Avs. Fred, hold on. One more. Knick-knack. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey.
Nicole, you're going to kill it, huh? You're just going to come out
your odds
swinging.
You're looking pretty good right
you're
now.
You're going to drop Bednar in here. Like, let's go.
What do you think?
Thank you. I'm excited.
Would you get excited to go to the game tonight if you win?
I am excited. I'm a huge Avs fan.
Okay.
All right. Who's your favorite player?
Oh, obviously McKinnon.
Thank you.
Avi.
She knows
Thank
the team.
You.
There we
Mac.
Go.
Avi. Come on.
All right. All right, Nicole, have you been practicing? Are you warmed up?
I am practiced. I'm warmed up and I'm ready.
Oh, good. Let's go. Look at that. Here comes the train.
Hi, welcome to Denver, home of the Avalanche. Tonight, we face the Las Vegas Knights in Game 1 of the Western Conference. I'm looking forward to watching our superstars, Nathan McKinnon and Cale Makar. And while you're in town, tune into Mix 100 and listen to Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Go Avs, and welcome to Colorado.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Nick to the neck.
Not too shabby.
Yes.
All right, Nicole, hold on. All right, Christine, Tammy, Judy, Fred, and Nicole, we need to deliberate. Christine, you still live with us?
I am.
Sadly, you did not win the tickets, but keep holding because we do want to give you some passes to go out to Avs Alley tonight to still party, okay?
That sounds awesome. I didn't have time to think about it.
It's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay. You know what? We could tell. You know, we could definitely tell.
We still love talking to you, so
we
thank
did.
You for listening.
Oh, well, thank you. I love talking to you, too.
It was very brave of you. So hold on, and Josh will come back and get all your information, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here is Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hey.
Hey, girl. It's Judy, who's never heard of the Colorado Avalanche. Well, you'll get an opportunity tonight at Avs Alley to hang out with a bunch of people and party, but you did not win the tickets to go inside Ball Arena, all right?
All right.
Darn it. Do not hang up. We still want to get your information. And the old banana hammock. Hi, Fred. Darn it. Fred, you didn't make it through, buddy, but again, we want to still send you down there to go party and have some cocktails, all right?
Anxiety.
All right, bud. Do not hang up.
Look in that speedo, though.
Tammy and Nicole are our final two. Tammy.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Let me see if I can conference you in with Nicole. Hi, Nicole. Hey, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Tell everybody behind you to shut up. I've got you both on conference. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you guys each one more chance to prove yourself. And we'll decide who becomes the winner. You guys all right with that?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's a battle off.
It's a battle.
A face off.
It's a train off.
Oh, yes.
Tammy, you get to go first. Are you ready?
Oh, sweet. I am ready.
Here comes the choo-choo.
Welcome to Denver, home of the Colorado Avalanche, three-time Stanley Cup champions. Enjoy your stay, have fun, and stick around. Who knows? Maybe you'll be here long enough to see us get the fourth. Go, Avs, go!
Woo-hoo! Tammy!
It's basically the same thing you did the first time, though, huh?
So train-like.
Still knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. All right, Tammy, hold on. Nicole, are you ready?
I am.
And here comes the juju.
Hi, welcome to Denver, home of the Colorado Avalanche. Tonight, we face the Knights in Game 1 of the Western Conference. We've already beat the other teams, and we're looking forward to that Stanley Cup. Go McKinnon, go Makar. Tonight, I'm going to the Avs game with Mix 100 from Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Go Avs!
All right, Nicole, hold on. Don't hang up. I mean, she did switch that one up a little bit.
She
it wasn't
did.
the same spiel.
They both brought it. Like, those
they
are
did.
Messages you and would hear on the train.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
I think though, the one who invoked us.
Humble brag there.
Well, she also mentioned Cale Makar,
Nathan McKinnon.
So she had a few name drops there as well, you know?
Tammy, we're going to send you off to Avs Alley. You didn't win the tickets to go into the game, though. It was so nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Hold
you.
On.
Yeah, she's don't go anywhere.
Well, she's got a voice that she could just pull that off at any
yes.
time.
Yes.
Knick Knack!
Yeah! You did it, girl!
You won! We're going to give you the tickets to go out to Ball Arena
Yay!
Tonight to cheer on your Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you. You were the one that did all the hard work.
Yeah.
Very kind of you. So, Nicole, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you how to get those tickets.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have fun. And you better send us pictures, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We will.
Lots of picks. Go, Avs, go.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
All right, it looks like Austin made it through today. Hi, Austin.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Well, I'm super dupes, buddy. What do you got on deck for the day? Anything fun?
I'm ready for this Avalanche game. Super excited. Big Avs fan. Go Avs, baby.
Yeah, go.
Avs, go.
I have my Avs underpants on today. Did you know that?
I got my socks on.
Yeah, boy. Austin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm from South Dakota. Just been in Denver for a while. Yeah, I'm a big Avs fan. Just heading to work right now. Listen to you guys every morning. Excited to get on here.
Well, thanks, man. Do you work? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I'm a video engineer.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, that sounds important.
Yeah.
Ooh, fancy, fancy. All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster. Katie, would you like to say anything to Mr. South Dakota?
Yeah, I just, you know what? I love that you're a big Avs fan, so all I'm going to say to you, Austin, is go Avs, go. I hope you crush me today. Good
Let's
luck.
Go.
All right, Austin, tell Katie to get out of the studio.
Well, please get out, Katie.
Oh, you're so polite.
Will do.
Please and thank you. Get out of here.
All right, buddy. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question so there's no cheating, and then we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we get Katie back in the studio. Let's
good.
Get it on. Here's your first question. What video game did Travis Scott famously pair up with for his first ever virtual concert?
Fortnite.
Oh, Fartnite. Your second question. What two actors are starring in a new Apple TV show called Brothers? And believe it or not, people like to think they are brothers in real life, but they're not.
I'm not sure. I don't watch Apple TV. I'm going to just guess Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas since that movie I heard about.
That's right.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Paul Rudd and Nick. Okay, so here is your third question. What viral TikTok term describes fast food ranch packets that people leave in their vehicles for months and months? What's that term called?
I don't even watch TikTok. Hot Pockets? I don't know.
You're a Hot Pocket. All right. Dude, a good Hot Pocket hits, man.
Yes.
Yeah. The broccoli cheddar one? Are you kidding me?
So good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What famous pop star had a wardrobe malfunction at the 2005 Super Bowl?
Oh, Janet Jackson.
I figured you'd remember that one. I just had a hunch.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, right?
All right. Here's your fifth and final question for the crush. What is the name of Kristen Stewart's character in the Twilight movies?
Oh. Yeah, I haven't seen that show in a long time. Annabelle? I can't remember.
All right, I'm going to put down Annabelle. All right, let me wave Katie in. She's coming in, buddy.
Hey, I'm
Hello,
back.
Katie.
Hi. Hey, Jerry.
There you are. All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Katie. What video game did Travis Scott famously pair up with for his first ever virtual concert?
Oh, I don't... All I can think of is Astro World. Some like no. Halo.
Austin, it was Fortnite.
Oh, Austin got it. Okay.
Austin did good.
Okay.
I did attend that concert.
Oh, you did. All right. Here's your second one. What two actors are starring in a new Apple TV show called Brothers? And people think they are actually brothers in real life. It's been kind of a joke.
Oh, I don't watch this. I don't know. Jeremy and Josh?
Yes.
As a matter of fact.
Yes? Okay.
No! Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What?
Let's see. Austin said Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas. No, we're looking for Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey.
Come on now.
People think they're brothers.
They're exactly alike.
People have thought about like that for years. Huh. Anyway, whatever.
Okay.
I guess I'm more in the know than both of you.
I guess.
What viral TikTok term describes fast food ranch packets that people leave in their vehicles for months and months and months?
Oh, we talked about this. It's a car ranch.
Austin said Hot Pocket.
That's better than the actual term.
It would be a little hot pocket.
That's right? Way better than Car Ranch, I think.
So good. All right, here's your fourth question. What famous pop star had a wardrobe malfunction in 2005 at the Super Bowl?
Janet Jackson.
And Austin also knows breasts. He said Janet Jackson.
Good job,
well.
Austin.
Good job, Austin.
Yeah, you know your stuff.
He knows boobs. All right. What is the name of Kristen Stewart's character in the Twilight movies?
Oh, what's her? Bella Swan.
Bella Swan.
Right? Bella Swan.
Or Colin. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Close.
Austin, you said Annabelle. You were way off.
Oh, she's not married. It's not Cullen until she marries him. She's Bella Swan first.
Okay, fine.
Okay, sorry.
But then she's Bella Cullen. Bella's fine. That's all I'm looking for. Oh, no. Katie got three and Austin got two.
Oh,
good job, Katie.
Austin.
You were crushed today, Austin. Damn it. Well, it was really nice talking to you and getting to know you, though, buddy.
Yeah. Always
yeah, too.
Time.
Yeah, you guys too. Let's Vegas is getting crushed today too.
Yeah, they
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Go
sports. Okay, so Austin, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to get your information so he can send you the podcast so you can share it, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Hold on. Oh, Katie, you did it again.
Sure
damn it.
Did, Jeremy. Yeah.
We will play again tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.